Today, Soft Rock Warm 101.3. It's Wellness Wednesday with Dr. Mapp, presented by Restoration Wellness. And so we're going meatless, huh, Doc?
Well, I know you are. I don't know if I am.
Well, I'm not doing it as a whole lifestyle, but I'm going a lot less meat than
he's
normal.
He's making a conscious effort.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. And I like that. And you know what? We have in our family, we haven't been it's not a consistent every week thing, but we've tried to run with the meatless Monday or meatless, you know, someday.
So what are things we should do? What are things we should avoid?
When you make a change like this, whether it's a one meal situation or more importantly, when it's becoming more of a lifestyle thing, if you're moving towards vegetarian or veganism, watch out to not just fill up, because you know, fundamentally, when you're going meatless, you're missing protein. And I think that some people, you know, might not realize that. So they'll just eat to be full, eat to be satisfied, and in fact, be putting themselves in a dangerous place, losing some very essential nutrients. So that's one thing. Be careful not to, you know, just fill up. Knowing that, I also love to make people aware of just a little bit of a technical detail here. There's amino acids and proteins. These are building blocks. We need them. They're fundamental. There's essential and non-essential. And it's very unusual to find all the essential amino acids in a plant-based and a non-meat form. There are a few food items that fit that, but it's very uncommon. So you have to be careful. You have to be intentional. You can blend certain protein alternatives, like you wouldn't think of rice as a protein alternative, but if you combine rice and beans, for example, that completes the protein. You get all the essential and non-essential amino acids you need. So that's one way to go. But it's just important to know that so you don't lead yourself down a negative path of for your health's sake, mm-hmm. trying to do something like this. My favorite meatless protein source is something called quinoa. Have you guys ever had that?
Oh, yeah,
before?
Of course, yeah.
So good.
Yeah. Yeah, love it. It's so versatile. Easy to cook. I can't even mess it up for the most part. And last thing I'll say, because it's a very common item, maybe more common than quinoa to go to if you're going down this road, is soy. Soy can be such a powerhouse nutritionally. But in the majority of forms that you'll find it, it's actually potentially quite detrimental. Soy has a lot of estrogen mimicking properties to it. We call those xenoestrogens. So it's a bad thing for your hormones. It has high concentrations of things that actually stress your gut. So what you've got to do is find the fermented forms of soy, gets rid of all the bad, unlocks all the good, the vitamin, the mineral that's there. It's the way to go. It's just a little bit, you know, more unusual and not something that people typically have on their radar.
Well, like I said, I'm embarking on this little bit of a change just to be, you know, a little more healthy. And so far, so good. But thanks, Dr. Mapp. We'll talk to you again next week.
My pleasure.